In a recent story for Investigative Post, Charlotte Keith examined a prospect that is both exciting and daunting to many living in the region, expanding the Metro Rail north into Amherst. While the reality of such a massive undertaking remains many years away, the planning debate is beginning to materialize. On today's Press Pass, Charlotte Keith offers insight into the pros and cons of a proposal that is projected to cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, there would certainly be a lot of benefits. You know, the biggest one would just be in terms of transportation. It would make getting out to the suburbs and getting into the city a lot easier. So many people already use the current system. It would make getting to jobs in the suburbs easier. It would be good for the environment. And the NFTA also projects that, you know, even for people who didn't actually use it, it would have economic development benefits in terms of increased property values and encouraging development around the extension.
Also in your article, you touched upon the initial construction of Metrorail along Main Street in downtown Buffalo. How is that being addressed as you've been moving through your reporting?
Among the people that I spoke to, you know, some people say, look what happened last time. It was a disappointment. There were similar promises about, you know, economic development benefits, and it didn't really materialize. Researchers say that in general, public transit increases property values. But a study in 2007 found that in some parts of Buffalo, being near to the transit line actually had a negative effect on property values. And other people say it's really not a fair comparison. Buffalo at that time and the Amherst corridor now are very different. One of the experts I spoke to who did some of the studies about the original line said that the reason that the benefits didn't materialize is that there wasn't enough coordination and planning and a kind of deliberate effort done by the city at the time to encourage development. And so he said very firmly that, you know, it's not just you build it and then these benefits materialize, but you have to plan and make them happen.
And I'd imagine that the politics involved in this is very complicated. Again, what are you finding? What are maybe some of the political entities that are speaking up about this?
Certainly it's complicated because the funding for an extension and the funding to pay for operating an extension would come from a mixture of federal, state, and local sources. But getting the federal and the state money is contingent on having local commitments, whether that's, you know, a countywide tax increase, whether that's a tax for certain areas along the line. And that certainly is going to be controversial. You know, it's one thing to talk about this in the abstract. When people are faced with, you know, a tax increase to pay for it, that could be a different thing. The NFTA say it's too soon to talk in really concrete terms about those kinds of funding options. But certainly those are conversations that are going to have to happen further down the line. And if local politicians can't commit to that, or won't figure out a way to cover the local share, then those pots of federal and state money can't be accessed. Certainly the current Amherst town supervisor, Dr. Weinstein, is very skeptical about this. He's term limited out of office at the end of this year, but you know, his position for now is that it's not fair to have any kind of dedicated tax on the areas around the line. It would have to be a sort of a regional tax, a countywide tax increase.
Most people would say that attitudes in the city of Buffalo over the last 3 to 5 years have certainly changed. There is an embrace of moving downtown to be in these dense areas. Is that something that is more of a generational thing? And if that's the case, can you see that maybe pushing this idea forward?
Well, certainly, you know, people say young people, millennials, like public transport. But Buffalo and the surrounding suburbs, still such a kind of car-driven community that it will be a big commitment for people to give up their cars and you just take the metro to work. Even as attitudes change, it's hard to know, you know, how much that's a basis for making this huge investment.
Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, as always, thanks for sharing your reporting. Thanks for joining us at Press Pass.
Thanks very much.